Good morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today's Friday, April the 19th, and the interest rate cut debate continues. Yesterday, a Fed president alluded to a possible rate hike if inflation spikes and sent bond prices lower. Today's calmer reaction has bonds up 15 cents on both sides of the border, with U.S. 10-years yielding 4.61 and ours yielding 3.73, and of course the danger number is 5% in the U.S. Although we should also point out there are no economic stats to argue the point in today's action, so investors are more or less cautiously optimistic. And of course, we're also reacting to earnings and forward guidance because we're right in the smack of earnings season, and that's not good for Netflix. They had stellar numbers, but reducing future visibility regarding subscriber growth. That stock is down $33 or 8.7%. To make matters worse, the chip stocks are in full meltdown mode, have been all week. NVIDIA, AMD down another 4%, TSM and Micron down another 3%. And forget the other Mag 7 stocks. It's a sea of red across the board in the tech space. The NASDAQ down 229 points at 15,372. It's also taking the NASDAQ down with it, or the S&P down with it, as those Mag 7s get shellacked. It's down 27 points at 4,983. Now, in the U.S., we actually have two-thirds of the Dow stocks up, led by a 5.4% jump in American Express after stellar earnings. So no surprise, the top losers are Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple, and it's still dragging things. We note Apple has got to pull some apps in China. The Dow still up 208 points at 37,984. In Canada, we have a solid bounce with all sectors up except technology, no surprise. Energy up 1%, utilities and gold's up, utilities up 0.9%, gold and telecoms are up 0.7%. And we note that we've got a nice bounce in commodities. Crude oil, 55 cents, 82.61. Natural gas flat at 231, up half a penny, actually. Gold up $15, $2,413 an ounce. Copper up 5 cents at 4.52 a pound. So no surprise, copper, gold, and silver stocks are the top performers on the leaderboard. The TSX up 121 points at 21,826. Overseas markets mostly negative here. They're responding to Israel's firing of missiles deep into Iran. So the Asian markets got shellacked. Hong Kong down 161, Tokyo down 1,101 points. That's a 2.6% drop. But again, it was really more related to a meltdown in the chip tech space, and Japan's indexes are heavy in that space. As for Germany, it's off 100 points, France down 1, London up 18. And last but not least, the loonie here this morning. Dixie's a little bit weaker, Canadian dollar's up 13 basis points, 72.76 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.37 for US dollar, 1.46 for the euro, and $1.70 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.